Nothing heard. Okay, any discussions or questions will take place right after the Channel 3 project as the net closes. Tonight, we have decided to change the net and forego the intelligence brief and to remind you all that in times of emergency and civil defense, AMRON will provide emergency news as it receives it, and that's what we are all about. There will be upcoming training on how to use your equipment to receive and give emergency news and help. Channel 3 Project is part of this, and we encourage you to participate. Stand by. For AMRON questions that are not answered on the websites, and to sign up for the AMRON Intelligence email list, email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Repeat, sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Several people already do this, and they get the AIB and the NIB early, and that's what you'll do if you sign up. Stand by. Okay, this week is week 200. Can you imagine that, folks? 8 more weeks, and we will have been at this for 4 years. Anyway, in other words, this is the AMRON Net. AMRON stands for American Readout Radio Operators Network, and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of disaster and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license is welcome to participate. I spell AMRON phonetically. Alpha, Mike, Romeo, Romeo, Oscar, November. Stand by. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon to be able to have and share information during a disaster or extended power and or communications outage. To further that goal, it's also important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when the grid goes down and radio may be the only form of communication you have. You should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 Project. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate in the Channel 3 Project at the end of this net. Stand by. This is only a practice net. Visit www.amron.com to get the latest AMRON signals operating instructions. Join as a core member. See the latest AMRON information and more. Also, be sure to visit your local AMRON webpage at soamron.com for a ton of information as well as early check-ins. You're family-friendly and want anyone with a license to feel free to talk, including children. So remember, it's not ham radio. Let's keep it simple. All the expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Also remember to announce your entire call sign at the end of your transmission every 15 minutes when using this repeater system. Stand by. Okay, the current AMRON Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB3 check-ins before the net with Roger Rascal, Dewey, Mike Dewey, Dave, and Selma Snowman. The Illinois Valley starts at 6:15 and Greater Grants Pass area at 6:30. The Illinois Valley, AMRON Channel 3, FRS, and MERS check-ins are on Monday during the IVARC net check-in with Craig and Judy. All other Channel 3 checks take place at the end of this net tonight. If anyone is interested in being an AMRON operator and learning how simple it is to run a net for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet.com. Stand by. The dad joke for the night. Dad, I got a new pen that can write underwater. It'll also write other words, too. My boss said, dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. So I went to work as Batman. Okay, the order of the net is as follows. First, we'll have announcements, then check-ins, then online check-in confirmations, then late check-ins and visitors. Last, the Channel 3 project, then we'll close the Met, and then we'll have discussions and questions afterwards. Stand by. Okay, we're going to move into the announcements. We're going to do ladies first, but Karen, you're going to have to hold off a minute. Kimber wants to make an announcement first. Kimber, are you there?
This is WRKV 487, read you loud and clear.
You're loud and clear here. Go ahead.
I just wanted to remind everybody that in Jackson County, the Net is going to be on Monday nights at 8 p.m. in collaboration with the Southern Oregon Emergency Preparedness Net. So Jackson County on the Elk 675 and the Phoenix 700 repeaters. Your Net is Monday nights at 8 p.m. Tomorrow night, the Phoenix repeater is not going to have anybody on it. I will be on the Elk repeater. On the Elk 675 repeater for Jackson County tomorrow night, and the Channel 3 project for Jackson County will hopefully follow, and we're trying to set up people to be in Jackson County. So once again, I repeat, Jackson County people, Monday nights at 8 p.m. If you can hear the NV725 from Jackson County and want to check in on this Net, please do so. We welcome you. Thank you. Back to Net.
Thank you, Kimber. Okay, Karen, 359, are you there?
WRJX 359, Karen.
Go ahead, read you loud and clear.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have lots of topics of discussion, we support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX 359, Karen. Back to Net Control.
Thank you, Karen. How about Craig, 605? Craig, you out there?
WRPJ 605, loud and clear, Ron.
Loud and clear here, too, Craig. Go ahead.
Thank you. Connecting the community one radio at a time. IVARC, the Illinois Valley Amateur Radio Club, community education, activities, and technical assistance. We meet every second Tuesday, 6 p.m. at Wild River Pizza in Cave Junction. We have three nets every Monday night, 7 p.m. GMRS, 462-600 plus PL 141.3. We have FRS, Amron FRS, Channel 3 project after the GMRS net. And then after that, we have an Amron Channel 3 MERS project. We're starting out with an IVAR coffee chat on Tuesdays, except for the second Tuesday of the month, 11:30 to 1 p.m. at Taylor's in Cave Junction. We also have another net, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, the HamNet, 146-420. Find out more about us at ivark.org, our website, ivark.org, proton.me is our email, and we have ivark Facebook. Thank you very much, Ron.
Thanks, Greg. I was thinking you might be timing it out, but you got it all in there. Good job. Okay, let's move on to John, 889. John?
Ron, got you loud and clear. WSBT 889, John here in Klamath. Want to let everybody know in the Klamath area, this is going to be short and sweet because I just got off the road and this is going to be a little short, but want to let everybody know that after Amron Net concludes, basically on Sundays, which is usually approximately about 7:30 to 7:45, that we have a local net for all Klamath Falls residents, GMRS operators, and FRS non-licensed operators. And you're welcome to join us on Channel 3 after the Amron Net concludes. We'd be happy to see you there. It's to keep everybody in our community connected in case of emergency or any outages or anything that goes on. And we'd be glad to see you there. Anybody, especially anybody with new licenses, please go to Channel 3 and get together with us. It's a community thing, and it's a great thing, and it keeps people connected. Ron, thank you for doing the net and everybody else out there.
Time down. Sorry about that. And clear.
Okay, yeah, you have a good one, and thanks for everything you do. WSBT 89. We're monitoring.
I think we doubled. Is there any other announcements out there? Anybody got anything they need to announce?